Which one is this?
This is the Treviano, the first one on the list.
Kyler Grove is tucked into the middle of what some would call a concrete jungle. It's on 21st South on the west end of South Salt Lake, where one wouldn't expect to see a winery. Jan Sunshine stopped by the tasting room for the first time in the early afternoon.
I just found out last week that they're here, and I couldn't believe there was a winery in the middle of Salt Lake. So this is a treat. This is a lot of fun.
You can't find Kyler Grove wine at the liquor store, but soon co-owner Michael Knight says they'd like to get it into some local restaurants.
Every step of our winemaking process is hand done. There's nothing automated about what we do, which is okay at the volume that we make.
Knight says they do everything at this clandestine location except grow the grapes.
You're looking at some of my equipment over here, and it's all stuff that's related to the bottling process. There's a little bottle.
At Kyler Grove, they crush, ferment, age, store, and bottle grapes that are shipped in from his 10-acre vineyard just outside Paso Robles, California. Knight says he intended to build a winery there, but says, oddly enough, in the heart of wine country, the county created excessive and costly restrictions. In contrast, he says Utah and South Salt Lake in particular allowed him space to bottle, taste, and sell.
California seems to be willing to say, no, we don't need to grow the volume of the revenue center. What we need to do is just tax a little bit more and we'll be fine.
Knight spent most of his life in the California wine country and came to Utah in his adult years, where he realized he had taken the art of winemaking for granted.
I just figured grapes grow everywhere. They're a weed. There's bound to be some. I'll find something to do or play with or whatever, and I was wrong. People that grow up here kind of take these mountains out here a little bit for granted. They don't get up every day and look at that and say, gee, that's magnificent.
But Knight decided to stay and work with some local restaurants, helping them grow and harvest grapes and make wine. He says he ended up learning more about grapes and wine while living in Utah.
And the aspects of growing a vineyard probably didn't know that much about until actually I came over here and had to struggle with the issues of keeping a vineyard alive and healthy at, 5,000 foot elevation in an area that was not known for its ability to grow a grape.
He says it was much easier to set up shop in Utah than in California, but navigating the state's unique liquor laws, he says, has been much more difficult.
Even if we were just to stop the promulgation of rules and laws right now and never add another one, if we simply sort out those that we currently have and try to integrate them in a sensible way, then we could learn them and we can operate with them.
Although he says it would have been ideal to have his winery in California, he's found his place in Salt Lake.
It's nice to go there. I cannot deny that, and I like to go there as often as I can, much less so now that we have this open, but nonetheless, I very much enjoy going there. But this is home.
Knight likens his situation to someone who has a vacation home in Hawaii. He says, of course, his vineyards are beautiful, but like the grapes themselves, which thrive in the harshest environments, he'll gladly accept his concrete location to produce and share great wine. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.